Ever try to really like untangle the why behind something? Like, why is this thing happening? We're doing a deep dive into targeted cause discovery with your research, and especially this paper from the Journal of Machine Learning Research. It's all about like figuring out what's really driving these complex systems, these gene regulatory networks you're studying.
Yeah, it's really about going beyond just seeing that two things are connected and actually figuring out if there's a real causal relationship there, especially in these systems with just thousands of variables.
So not just correlation, but actual causation. We're talking about zeroing in on those genes that are actually causing specific outcomes.
Right, and that's where things get really tricky because traditional methods often kind of stumble because they only look at the direct causes. They miss those indirect ones.
Okay, I'm already hooked. So how does this paper say we can move past those limitations?
Okay, so imagine like a domino chain, right?
Okay.
So traditional methods might tell you which domino tipped over that last one,
Right.
but this paper wants to understand that whole chain reaction, like which domino was the very first to fall.
Ah, I see.
So accurately identifying those indirect causes, that's super important to avoid ending up with like this ripple effect of errors in these complex systems.
Because if you base your understanding on a faulty assumption about that first domino, then everything afterwards is going to be messed up.
Precisely. And so to tackle this, they propose using these deep neural networks. So imagine giving a computer like a crash course in causality by training it on huge amounts of simulated data. That way, it learns to spot those really intricate patterns and relationships, those indirect causes that the traditional methods might miss.
It's like teaching a computer to be a cause and effect detective.
Exactly. And because it's data-driven, it doesn't have to rely as much on assumptions about the system that could be biased.
Okay, that all sounds good in theory,
Yeah.
but how do you actually test that with real biological systems?
Well, they actually applied this to real gene regulatory networks, from simple organisms like E. coli and yeast to even the complexity of human cells.
Wow, they went from 0 to 60 with that. How do you even begin to analyze something as intricate as a human cell network?
Right, so that's where local inference comes in. So instead of trying to analyze the whole system all at once, which would just be incredibly computationally expensive,
Right.
they break it down into these smaller, more manageable chunks.
So it's like instead of looking at the entire domino chain,
Yeah.
you study each section in detail before you put it all back together.
Exactly. And this approach, it makes it possible to actually analyze these systems that would have been impossible to even tackle before.
Wow.
And the results are actually really quite fascinating. For example, they focused on a gene called MYC, which is often linked to cancer.
Okay, so we're talking about real-world applications now. This is where it gets really interesting.
Right.
What did they find?
So the model accurately identified genes that were already known to interact with MYC, which is impressive in itself.
Right.
But here's where it gets even more exciting. It also pinpointed some novel relationships that traditional methods had completely missed.
So not only confirming existing knowledge, but uncovering these hidden connections as well. That's remarkable. But we all know real-world data can be messy. How did the model handle that?
That's a great question, and it leads us to this concept of out-of-distribution performance.
Because it's one thing if the model works in a very controlled, predictable setting, but the real world is rarely predictable.
Exactly. And while it performed amazingly when it was tested on data that was similar to its training data, it did encounter some challenges when it was faced with data that had different characteristics.
So it's like training a computer to recognize domino patterns with those standard white dominoes, and then suddenly you introduce all these colorful ones with different designs. It throws the model off its game.
A very colorful analogy. But yeah, you've really captured the essence of the issue there. This highlights how crucial data diversity is in training these models. It's not just about the quantity of data, but also about how rich it is and how well it represents different scenarios.
So while incredibly promising, there's still work to be done. But these findings, they open up so many questions. Like it makes you wonder, how much can we really understand about a system just by analyzing data? Even with these really sophisticated algorithms, could there be hidden factors we're still missing?
That is the question that keeps researchers up at night, and it speaks to just the incredible complexity of these systems.
It's like we're looking through this window at this vast landscape. And our algorithms are letting us see further than we ever could before. But there's always the possibility that there's something lurking just beyond our field of vision.
Yeah, it's exhilarating and humbling all at the same time. But even with those limitations, the potential impact of this research is massive.
Especially in fields where understanding those causal connections is absolutely critical.
Absolutely. Take economics, for example. Imagine being able to untangle that intricate web of factors that contribute to something like a recession.
Right.
Or in healthcare. Pinpointing the specific combination of genetic and environmental factors that might lead to a particular disease.
So it's like moving from trial and error to a much more targeted approach.
Yeah.
Like instead of just treating the symptoms, we could address the root causes.
Precisely. And think about the implications for something like climate change. Understanding that intricate interplay of causes and effects in that system, it's crucial for making informed decisions about how to address it effectively.
It's like we're knowing which dominoes to push. Or maybe even more importantly, which ones not to push to get to that desired outcome. But with something as complex as climate change, I imagine there are a lot of dominoes involved.
More than we can probably even fathom, right? And that's why this research is so crucial. It's about moving from just observing these complex systems to a place of deeper understanding and hopefully informed action.
It's empowering in a way. Like, we don't have to be these passive bystanders. With the right tools, the right understanding, we can start to untangle these complex issues and work towards solutions.
That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? But it's really important to remember that with great power comes great responsibility.
Meaning we need to be really cautious about how we apply these tools and what assumptions we're making, right? Mm-hmm. Just because we can identify a causal link doesn't mean we have the whole story.
Exactly. We need to be aware of those potential blind spots in our data and be willing to question our assumptions. And we always have to be mindful of the potential for unintended consequences of our actions, even when we're trying to do good.
It's like that old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We need to be thoughtful. We need to be critical, even when we've got these powerful new tools at our disposal.
Absolutely. It's about approaching these really complex problems with a sense of responsibility and this commitment to ongoing learning and discovery.
Which brings us right back to this paper. It's not just this fascinating glimpse into the world of causal discovery, but it's also this call to action for researchers and really anyone working with these complex systems.
It highlights the need for continued exploration, for refining our methods, and always pushing the boundaries of what we think we know.
It's like this paper is opening these new avenues of exploration, not just giving us all the answers.
Exactly. It reminds us that even with all this big data, these sophisticated algorithms, science is still about exploration and discovery, pushing the boundaries of what we understand.
This deep dive has been quite a journey. We've gone from the limitations of just like our traditional way of thinking about cause and effect to the potential of deep learning, and then the challenges of this messy real world data.
And we've really only just scratched the surface. This paper focused on gene regulatory networks, but this targeted cause discovery could be used for so much more than that. The potential in fields like economics, political science, even history.
Wow, yeah. Imagine if we could use these tools to understand all those complex factors that lead to social change or these major historical events.
It's about getting a much deeper, more nuanced understanding of all the things that shape our world, and using that knowledge to make smarter decisions about the future.
So where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in this whole story of causal discovery?
That's the really exciting part. We're still writing it. But one thing's for sure, this research shows us that we need to keep innovating, developing even better algorithms, and making sure those algorithms are trained on diverse data that represents the real world.
Because we want to create tools that actually help us navigate how complex the real world is, not just these controlled laboratory settings.
Exactly. We need models that are robust, adaptable, and can handle the unexpected. And we need the researchers and practitioners out there to be skilled in using these tools, but also super aware of their limitations.
We need to pair all that analytical power with a good dose of humility and critical thinking.
Absolutely. This research is so promising, but it's not a magic bullet. It's a tool, and just like any tool, it needs to be used responsibly, ethically, and with a clear understanding of its strengths and its weaknesses.
Well said. And on that note of cautious optimism and the importance of responsible innovation, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. A huge thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey of discovery. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a new and fascinating area of research. Until then, keep those brains engaged. Never stop asking those why questions. That's what makes the world such a fascinating and endlessly surprising place.